Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson. Of course, she's the director for the Iowa State University Extension in Cass County. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
We're off and running a new year, and of course, you always have things going on. We're going to talk about a couple of things that we want people to think about. It's not like it's going to be tomorrow or next week, but it's coming up. So let's start with webinars.
Webinars. Well, we're going to talk a lot in the new year, and you're going to hear a lot from Extension in general and the Master Gardener program about food. Food is a hot topic. Of course, we've done some work with local foods in the past and continue to be involved. Master Gardeners in 2016 across the state are focusing on food security. So we will be hosting a series of webinars here in Cass County, broadcast from campus, that focus on food security and hunger. We're still working on finalizing the dates for these, but we'll have a date in January and a couple dates in February. Be talking about hunger in Iowa, working with food banks, best practices for food safety. So some great things to get us thinking and talking for the new year as we look at the types of foods we can plant in our gardens that work well to donate and help share the wealth with food, if you will.
And when you say these are sponsored by Master Gardeners, they are really promoted to Master Gardeners, but there are other people who are also concerned about hunger in Iowa. And I think even if you don't raise vegetables or fruit, you may still want to get in on the, especially the first one about hunger in Iowa. Do we really know what it's all about?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about this with local foods. I think we talk about this every time we talk about food. When we think about food, often we think about growing fruits and vegetables in our garden. But food is such a larger scope. When we talk about local foods, we talk about local meats, breads, you know, obviously things with the harvest market that we did and produce in the park and other farmers markets. If you walk around something like that, you get the scope of how much food can be produced locally and, you know, shared locally. And that's kind of the next logical step we're taking. Of course, there will be a slight fruit and vegetable slant as these are hosted by the Master Gardeners. But yes, they are for anybody and everyone who's interested in these.
And I don't know whether that'll be mentioned in there, but I've been checking on the trends, the food trends for 2016. And both of the sources that I've looked at are emphasizing getting less waste. I mean, our food waste is just growing by leaps and bounds. So it'll be interesting to see if they mention that at all, because food is it's so big.
Food is very big, and food waste certainly can be caused by, you know, purchasing too much or letting it go bad. Food waste, the second webinar will address working with food banks, which is one way to address food waste for gardeners. Is, you know, if you planted 10 tomato plants, assuming half of them would die and none of them did, what do you do with that extra produce, and how do you work with the food bank so you're not burdening them and making life harder for them, but you're making life easier with them? So working with food banks, that should be in early February. Watch our website or give us a call or listen. We'll update you with dates.
You bet. We'll be giving you those dates. And each of those webinars, of course, are at the Extension office, and times for them are pretty well set.
Times for them are pretty well set. We'll be starting at 6 p.m. for most of those webinars, and we, depending on the length of the webinar, they'll be about an hour to an hour and a half. The different speakers on different topics went different lengths when they recorded those, so we will be starting at 6 p.m. here at the Extension office for all of them.
Okay. And just to throw in one date that we know for sure, since we've mentioned Master Gardeners, there are a number of people, Master Gardeners, who are working on garden seminar.
Yes, garden seminar. The garden seminar, if you've attended in the past, sometime in the next week or so, you should be receiving a save the date postcard. If you haven't, give us a call. We'll get you on our list to make sure you get a brochure mailed your direction. We are looking at March 19th for the garden seminar this year, and it will be held again at the Atlantic High School, full day of gardening learning. So be sure and get that on your calendar. And again, if you've attended in the past, you should be getting a postcard soon.
Okay. Some of the basics are the same, but there's going to be a special surprise. So we'll just kind of keep you watching for that card and getting the brochure. Okay. Another kind of food topic that I'd like to visit about is called Food, Family, and Fun Project. And Cass County is one of the counties that's kind of special in this.
That's right. We're piloting a program called Food, Family, and Fun. And this is a new approach. We're working with two other counties here in Southwest Iowa through a Boost for Families grant. And what we're trying to do is develop a curriculum that will help families learn how to cook as an entire family. We'll work on everything from selecting and preparing healthy meals to sitting down and having family conversations over the dinner table. We're being very graciously hosted by the Atlantic and CAM high schools here in Cass County. So we have a couple different sites, and we will be doing these for 6 months. So times January through June, in two different locations. If this is something that interests you, give me a call.
So, Kate, what will families be doing together?
At each of the food, fun, and family sessions, will be held six sessions held January through June. At each session, the families will cook two meals, actually. They'll cook one meal that will be eaten family style that evening, and then they will put together another meal that can be taken home and either frozen or enjoyed later in the week as a family. So at each session, we'll actually be making two full meals.
Sounds like a great deal. Now, are there any criteria for the families? Who can enroll?
Anyone who is interested can enroll. Because of the grant funding, we're focused on families with kids who are school age, so maybe a little older. Any families who have kids that are interested in helping in the kitchen and want to learn how to cook as a family, how to do that healthy meal planning and preparation. We'll also be talking about budgeting for family meals, so if that's a skill you're interested in. And again, because of the grant funding and because we want the kids to be actively involved in preparing the meals, we're probably looking for kids that maybe would be at least elementary age or older.
Well, you know, Kate, as I think about experiences, it's great to be able to take your family to Disneyland, but some of the things that you kids remember most, you know, 20 and 30 years later, are those little things that happen at home together, and some of them in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Kids respond very well if they have a couple family favorite meals they can make, whether they're an expert at preparing the side or an expert at preparing the dessert, or they can chop apples better than anybody in the family. It not only helps them create those family experiences and memories when you're all cooking together in the kitchen, it also helps cultivate a great sense of responsibility and belonging in the family.
So if mom, dad, grandma, somebody is hearing this saying, you know, I think I know somebody who'd be interested in this, they probably need to contact you.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. We can share more information about the class. Again, the dates and locations, we'll have two locations, lots of different dates throughout the next 6 months. So give us a call for more information, and we can get some information sent your way.
And you also have a website.
We do also have a website. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension is probably the easiest way to find it, or you can follow us on Facebook for updates.
Okay. Thank you very much to Kate Olson, who's the director of Iowa State University Extension for Cass County. And until next time, here's a thought. Start by doing what's necessary, then what's possible, and suddenly you may be doing the impossible.